Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Making Contact. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
If we made contact with extraterrestrials, how would we respond? The short answer is, we don't know. It would depend on the country, the people, the type of communication. When it comes to space communication, there are lots of factors to consider. But a certain group of people are trying to standardize how extraterrestrial contact would go, creating a kind of military-like succession of events that would make these potential encounters productive and as peaceful as possible. Today on Ghost Town, the Alien Contact Protocols. From finding traces of water on Mars to the pursuit of Earth-like planets, space exploration strives to bring us closer to the possibility of alien life. Yet, despite more than a century of outreach, humans have yet to connect. At least, that we know of. But like most curious space enthusiasts and experts, and hey, most humans, we wonder, we troubleshoot, we play out the idea of what might happen if we did. Enter the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute, also known as SETI, a nonprofit group established on February 1st, 1985. SETI is based in Silicon Valley, close to the NASA Ames Research Center. The mission of this unorthodox research group is to, quote, lead humanity's quest to understand the origins and prevalence of life and intelligence in the universe and share that knowledge with the world. Currently, the only alien contact protocol in place was created by SETI 4 years after the group's creation. I'll read you an abbreviated version of the tenets of their alien contact protocol, whose purpose, which has 8 distinct principles, is to, quote, declare our commitment to conduct this search in a scientifically valid and transparent manner and to establish uniform procedures for the announcement of a confirmed SETI detection. Principle 1, searching. SETI experiments will be conducted transparently, and its practitioners will be free to present reports on activities and results in public and professional forums. They will also be responsive to news organizations and other public communications media about their work. 2, handling candidate evidence. In the event of a suspected detection of extraterrestrial intelligence, the discoverer will make all efforts to verify the detection, using the resources available and with the collaboration of other investigators, whether or not signatories to this declaration. Such efforts will include, but not limited to, observations at more than one facility and/or by more than one organization. There is no obligation to disclose verification efforts while they are underway, and there should be no premature disclosures pending verification. Inquiries from the media and news organizations should be responded to promptly and honestly. 3. Confirmed detections. If the verification process confirms, by the consensus of the other investigators involved and to a degree of certainty judged by the discoverers to be credible, that a signal or other evidence is due to extraterrestrial intelligence, the discoverer shall report this conclusion in full and complete open manner to the public, the scientific community, and the Secretary General of the United Nations. 4. All data necessary for the confirmation of the detection should be made available to the international scientific community through publications, meetings, conferences, and other appropriate means. 5. The discovery should be monitored. Any data bearing the evidence of extraterrestrial intelligence should be recorded and stored permanently to the greatest extent feasible and practicable, in forms that will make it available to observers and to the scientific community for further analysis and interpretation. 6. If the evidence of detection is in the form of electromagnetic signals, observers should seek international agreement to protect the appropriate frequencies by exercising the extraordinary procedures established within the World Administrative Radio Council of the International Telecommunication Union. 7. Post-detection. A post-detection task group under the auspices of the IAA SETI Permanent Study Group has been established to assist in matters that may arise in the event of a confirmed signal and to support the scientific and public analysis by offering guidance, interpretation, and discussion of the wider implications of the detection. 8. Finally, response to signals. In the case of the confirmed detection of a signal, signatories to this declaration will not respond without first seeking guidance and consent of a broadly representative international body, such as the United Nations. These tenets mainly focus on the importance of communicating discoveries with the public and various scientific communities. Basically, in the event of a confirmed alien contact, seek instruction from the UN or other governing body. It basically says in a very succinct way, in the event of confirmed alien contact, figure it out and seek instruction from the UN or another governing body. As you can also probably imagine, this isn't super helpful in its specificity or direction and kind of reads as a Ten Commandments of UFO contact. And so a new research group formed to make this whole process a bit more clear. More after the break. So in 1989, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute, also known as SETI, made some alien contact rules, but they weren't, as you heard, the most helpful. So another SETI branch in the UK decided to dig in a bit deeper. The SETI Post-Detection Hub, an initiative of the UK SETI Research Network, UKSRN for short, and in collaboration with the St. Andrews Center for Exoplanet Science, the Center for Global Law and Governance, Durham Law School, and the Jodrell Bank Center for Astrophysics of the University of Manchester, all mouthfuls, stepped in for more clarity. Quote, "Science fiction is awash with explorations of the impact on human society following the discovery of, and even encounters with, life or intelligence elsewhere," said John Elliott, a computer scientist at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland and the official coordinator of SETI Post-Detection Hub. According to Elliott, the new research group will, quote, "go beyond thinking about the impact on humanity, a potential alien encounter, and start focusing on how we should respond, specifically, instead." Rather than focusing on sending messages to aliens, the new SETI detection hub will scan signals for potential messages sent from alien life forms and will develop a framework for attaching meaning to those signals. They'll also create impact assessments, deliver reports that outline the implications of specific policies, and develop protocols, specific protocols and treatises, for responding to these hypothetical alien messengers. They strive to build on their American counterparts' original work, making it a little bit more active and actionable. Quote, "Will we ever get a message from ET? We don't know. We also don't know when this is going to happen," Elliott said, "but we do know that we cannot afford to be ill-prepared, scientifically, socially, and politically rudderless for an event that could turn into reality as early as tomorrow." As early as tomorrow? So, in my opinion, they'd better get moving.